This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Is he mobile with the soul's lesson? Yes.
Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on? Adam Hairhug hanging out with you on a Friday. It is Women's Night here in downtown Lapeer. If you want to shop, it's women-friendly out there. It's going to be a good, good time. They're giving, like, gifts, gift bags, some giveaways, and it's a lot of fun. Here, it's all testosterone in the studio today. I've got Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood in studio. We're going to be talking to them, interviewing them, and you're going to see their smiling faces on Facebook Live. We're going to be playing some of their music, and they brought their guitars, so they're going to be playing live. I love this stuff. I love Fridays. But let's get settled in. Here's some Rare Earth right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Music from the Great Lakes State. Songs with buoyancy. This is Sessions with Adam Hairhawk.
All the time just in a goose team. Deflect all reason, portray me as demon. Do what you gotta do just to make it through. I'm just trying to handle myself. And you'll say it's not right. I should carry you. But I've got my own side. Got my own life to do. You'll take more and more. You're such a hypocrite.
Big Medicine right there. Deal with it on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Adam Harahuck hanging out with you, serving up some Michigan-made music, Great Lakes State music, the way God intended. Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood, they're all in here. We're going to be talking to them, interviewing them. You're going to see their smiling faces on Sessions' Facebook page, so make sure you would check that out. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we'll read them on the air if they're in somewhat good taste. Keeping things going. Here is a band. Oh, yeah. Infamous Quick. I brain fart. Infamous Quick. Eat Your Heart Out right here on Sessions.
Time.
Infamous Quick, Eat Your Heart Out on Sessions on Solid State Radio, personally requested by Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood. They are here. They're in studio. Let's get reacquainted. Here's Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood, a little bit lonesome on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Well, I came home last night just to find that my house was empty. Seems the wife took the kids and the dog and they ran off and left. Well, I know that I ought to be sad, but I admit I'm just a little bit glad, cause I knew you'd be here with an ice cold beer waiting. And I got my boots on, and I got my hat too, and I'll party all night long if you ask me to. And I'm here to drink some, might even smoke some, and tonight I'm looking for a girl who's a little bit lonesome. Yes, sir.
Deliciously reminding me of the great, late, great Jerry Reed, Jason Pizek, and the Brotherhood with Little Bit Lonesome. Jason Pizek, Brotherhood, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, there was a Jose. We were talking about people, and you said Jose. It's like, that's how I know you guys. I was doing a Sessions concert series
Jose.
The Corona Road Bar, and I said, I'm big into Corona Road Bar. I'm there. I'm promoting bands that are from Michigan, and Jose's like, have you ever heard of Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood? I'm like, I will look them up. I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then afterwards, I'm like, let's get you in studio. So I'm glad you came out.
Right on, man. Thanks. And thanks you, Jose. You're going to have to let me know where that Corona Road Bar is.
I think it's not a Corona Road Bar. Yeah, it's on
inside,
Corona Road.
It's an inside
joke. Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha. I'm like, You've never been to the Corona Road Bar? I have, man. That voice in the background is none other than Brother Stone making his triumphant return. We'll go talk to him for a brief second, but I'm glad you guys made the trek over here. We got
Jake.
Yep. Coming all the way from Plymouth.
State Farm.
From State Farm. Or, about to get his beat by Mike Tyson. But, so thank you guys very much. So we've got your son is here.
Yeah, Nolan.
Nolan.
The great Nolan Ford Pizek.
So we got the dad, we got
the son.
They say. So, Nolan, what is it like being in a band with your dad? Is it kind of like, you screwed up rehearsal, so you're grounded, or is it going to be like?
Oh no, man! I've been playing with my dad since I was like 5 or 6 years old.
5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, I probably played my first show with him when I was like 7, on the drums. Yeah. And I've never, never had a problem between the two of us, like within the band or anything like that. That's actually probably been the saving grace in the relationship.
I'm a father, and I'm thinking, I would have used that to my advantage. I'm like, you didn't mow the lawn. You're not going to practice today.
He needed me more than that. I think.
Oh, I think he
had to have some restraint on how he leveraged it. You know?
I mean, I'm looking at Nolan. I'm looking at Jason. I'm like, Jason, did you have Nolan when you were 5 years old? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, actually, that's something you asked me something I shouldn't bring up, and that is the one issue. I had a really beautiful math teacher in seventh grade. She seduced me, and we had Nolan. We wanted to keep him, and we love him.
And I'm actually 10 years older than I'm told.
He's really
almost
good at math.
Famous.
All right, we just play a little bit Lonesome. Talk to me about this track.
Oh, man. I kind of explains itself if you come home and your old lady's gone. Some people might be happy about it, you know, so I would be crushed personally.
That's a side. you give me the wink on the radio. It's like, I'm crushed.
I'm a storyteller, man, and some things just come to my head, and people say you need to live through things. My wife's never left me. I hope she never does, but I know lots of people that it's happened to, so,
yeah.
You know, you can write on that, you know.
Absolutely. So, where do you think you get your inspiration the most? Is it happiness? Is it sadness?
No, it's probably sadness.
Sadness.
Yeah, sadness. But out of sadness can be happiness, because if you want to be happy, it's easier for me to write in the darkness, I think.
So when you write a song, is it like you? Are you waiting for inspiration to hit, or are you just kind of set out a certain time? You're like, okay, 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. This
no,
is when
never.
I write songs.
No, I'm so unorganized and I'm laid back. You know, I'm a kind of a hippie kind of dude, and sometimes they just hit you, and, you know, when it hits you, you got to grab it, and that's when I get serious.
Yeah.
But I won't get serious until it hits me, and then I go, oh, you know, a buddy of mine, he builds boats, Danger Boat Works, Pat Danger, and he built this new dive bar, and it floats on, you know, it's like a dive bar on the water, man, super cool.
Oh, my God, I got to
And he asked me if I could write him a song about it, so that's the first time in years where someone actually gave me a job to write about.
Tasked you to write a song.
But other than that, you know, it's sometimes it just, when it comes to me, I'm feeling down, you know, or happy.
You write happy songs?
I do.
Do you?
I do, yes.
You brought guitars. You guys are going to play for us.
We are absolutely going to play some tunes for you, yes.
Here in a little bit.
Right on.
So, obviously, we know how you got your son involved. You're like, you know, join the band or I'm going to send you off to the orphanage. I got that part.
We couldn't keep him away. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite, man. We couldn't keep him away, and then we didn't want him to go away. He was banging out Black Sabbath when he was 10 years old, man.
10 years old? Really?
And I have recordings, you know, to prove it, because we have a recording studio at the house, too. And,
oh,
you know,
nice.
We've been doing demo work for a long time since I've got.
So, yeah, you kind of grew up in this.
He would have band practice with his band Chimney Fish since I was born, like weekly, religiously, they'd have band practice. So I would be 2 years
absorbed
old up in my
that,
room,
yeah.
And I would put my ear to the vent to hear better into the basement to
they
hear band practice.
Yeah, we locked, chained him up. To
Well, yeah, man, I'm 4 years old. You know, I got a bedtime. They weren't
well,
that
we
terrible.
Band
appearance.
Practice.
Yeah, I still had a bedtime.
Dog crates come in handy. Little kids, yeah.
Just a dog crate in a bedroom. That's what I was.
See, that really strikes a chord because I have a 2-year-old, a soon to be 2-year-old, and I have a dog crate. And this kid loves going into the dog crate.
I loved going.
That's how I thought of it, man. Yeah. I'm not that creative.
We had a big old mastiff growing up too, so the dog crate that we had was big.
Yeah, living it. It was a little bit smaller.
If this was
than
in
a
New
studio,
York City, it would cost you $1,200 a month.
I would happily pay $1,200 a month to live in that dog crate that we did have.
All right, so Jake, how do you get into this story?
So I met Nolan through a jamming buddy in Detroit, and we met just because we both liked the Beatles, and he was like, hey, do you want to come over and jam some Beatles tunes on the acoustics? And I was like, yeah, I'll come over Thursday. I came over to Jason's house, and we hit it off. We jammed Beatles tunes, and I think it was even maybe Father's Day. And so it was acoustics around a campfire.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so we all just ended up jamming and having a good old time, and I was like, man, this is exactly where I need to be. And I kept these guys welcomed me in, and I kept them around, and we all hung around each other, and it was so organic, because the whole point of the brotherhood is just, you know, passing it off, whoever wants to jam and have a, it's a good old free time, and they welcomed me in, and I started just jamming whatever they needed, you know, and it all bloomed from there.
Plays guitar, bass, keys, sings. He's like our utility guy. Blessing, man. Just a blessing. We're so
thankful. All at the same time. It is fantastic to watch. Now, because we talked off the air, you're not Michigan born. You're from Hotlanta.
Yes, sir. Yep. Born and raised in Atlanta. Moved here when I was 23 years old. And I've been here for 4.5 years now. And it's the best thing, man. I love Michigan so much. The music scene here is incredible. It's such a big area, but it's such a small-knit community. It's like, that's the coolest thing. Like, in Atlanta, it's very hard to find a community that is anywhere close to this. And I couldn't be happier with moving up here. And I work in piano, so my whole life is music. I refinish pianos for a living. And then 9 to 5 pianos, and then 5 till whenever, it's my own music that I work on. So
the piano refurbishing thing that you were talked about, that's really piqued my interest. Have you had anybody want to have like a big fish tank as a piano, or am I the only one?
No, I've thought about it. So me and my roommate
playing along the fish, I'm like, oh, what the hell?
We both refinish, and we're always thinking of all these wacky pianos that we could do. I would love to have a fish tank as a piano.
Lots of smoking going on. There's a whole lot of smoking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's just two guys in their late 20s.
I call it brainstorming. Wow. But,
brainstorming.
You know.
Safety meetings is what we call it. We call it, we're having a safety meeting.
What if we had a fish tank piano?
Shell yeah.
Piano.
Shell yeah.
This is going to be awesome. What if we had the Daffy Duck piano where, like, if you hit the key, it explodes? This is going to be awesome.
Every piano key could be Lappy Taffy.
One-time gag, I think.
Or it just makes like a sound of an explosion. We're talking with Jason Pysyk and the Brotherhood. We're going to play a song right now, and then we're going to commercial break, and then after that, they're going to play live in studio. Yeah. Only on the outside. Who's going to talk to me about this track?
Oh, here's a perfect example of a happy song, man.
Okay.
It's a good bluesy song. It's about, the words are, people look at me and the first thing they see is a smile that I'm always smiling.
Sure.
You know, but it's, a lot of times it's only on the outside, right? Like, you don't know what people are going through. They're hurting inside, so they put a smile on, and it's really a kind of a dark tune. It's a bluesy song, but it's upbeat and it's really cool. And I think my man Jose really makes this one pop with his harmonica. It really turns it into a bluesy, really good tune. I'm really proud of this one. These are just demos that we had that we tracked that you're playing, you know. So
yeah.
Our buddy Roger actually played the drums on this one. Roger Furco, he passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was
to hear
the
that.
Great Pole Barn Rebels drummer. Yeah, oh, cheers to Roger Furco.
Yeah,
so these tunes that you're playing, that's Roger Furco actually playing, and not these guys. But we love Roger, and I thought it was only right to put him on, you know, put these out at least. But, you know, cheers to Roger. We love him. So that, you know, another depressing story from yours truly. I really am a happy guy most of the time. But
yeah,
this
thanks,
one. Yeah, sorry to bring the room down, everybody. But cheers to Roger.
Later on, there will be their cover of Shiny Happy People coming up. Right. Here's Jason Pysyk and the Brotherhood, only on the outside on Sessions
cheers.
On Solid State Radio.
Think I'm the happiest guy on the face. all the time. You never see a face without a smile. She likes to laugh and joke. She likes to drink and smoke. She likes to have some fun and get a little wild.
Michigan-made music is awesome. Everybody knows it. And on Sessions, we celebrate Michigan music 6 days a week. You'll hear unsigned bands, and you'll also hear Michigan musicians who went big and made us proud. Tune in Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 to midnight on 97.7 WTGV. And then on Saturday nights, you'll hear 3 hours of local original music, 9 to midnight, exclusively on Solid State Radio. We're smitten with the mitten, and it shows 6 days a week on Sessions. Support local music.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftla.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Away in the Basement, a church basement ladies Christmas. The ladies from rural Minnesota are back to cook up some fun times in their basement kitchen. Performance dates are December 12, 13, 14, and 15. That's Thursday through Sunday. Tickets for general admission are $25 and senior, student, and military $22. Tickets can be purchased on stonesthrowtheater.org. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascade and Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascade and Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascade and Lounge.
All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. Adam Harahawk hanging out with you on a Friday. And you know why I love Fridays, because it gives me an opportunity to have the bands and artists that make this fantastic Michigan-made music in studio and interview them. Jason Pysyk and the Brotherhood, and Brother Stone flashing himself against the the window, just kind of like it's like the Today Show.
Nice.
Are you guys having a good time so
yes,
far?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So fun.
Oh, so you've got the instruments going. We're going to be playing a tune, but I kind of want to like circumvent some things. Oh, by the way, we are also going Facebook Live, and Lonnie Ray through Facebook Live says, "Rock on." He gives the devil horns.
Thanks, Lonnie.
And, yeah, Lonnie Ray, a great songwriter in his own right.
Absolutely.
I love this question because musicians hate it. I want to, because you guys play live a lot, I want to know about your Spinal Tap moments. If, for those of you who don't know what a Spinal Tap moment is, where just things go wrong. Things go wrong on stage or on the way to a gig or in a studio, in rehearsal. Make yourself cringe. Jason, you're up first.
There's been nothing major as of lately, but maybe...
Maybe you're all,
during the summertime, we played a show up at Scooters, and the mains weren't on, and our monitors were on, so we didn't know. We don't have a sound.
The whole time?
The whole first set.
We don't have a sound guy.
The whole first set. Someone said, yeah, there's no sound guy, you know. We just kind of set our stuff and go. And the mains weren't on, but our monitors were on, and all our friends were like,
so you're like rocking out.
Well, all our friends are shaking their head. Yeah, it sounds good, man. Something's a little off, but yeah, it sounds good. Like, the mains aren't on. You're not even hearing anything.
Yeah. So that's how you know
that's a good one.
You got bad friends.
You're just a terrible sound guy, which we can't blame anyone because we don't have a sound guy.
The sound guy is us.
Yeah, right. All right.
How about you guys?
Jake?
You guys have plenty of them, I'm sure, right?
Well, the last gig that, a band that Nolan and I are in.
The Aromas.
Get that out there. So the Aromas, that's our psychedelic, like, rock band. And we do this thing where the drummer and I switch, so I start on guitar, and then halfway through I switch and I swap to the drums, and the pedals, it all messes up, so there's no signal going to the amplifier as my drummer is going to the guitar.
Oh my god.
And so Nolan and I are holding the beat down, he's bassing, I'm guitar, I'm drumming, and our guitarist is just like, I don't know what to do, and I'm trying to scream to him, go directly in!
Go directly in!
Yeah, and so it takes like four turnarounds of the jam that we're doing.
It was like four grueling minutes of...
yeah. I was like, just go panic. D.I., buddy. D.I.
Yeah, because Nolan is the bass player in the Aromas. Uh-huh. So these guys play in two other bands, mm-hmm. you know, that they alternate and they flip around. Nolan leads the Magnolia Band.
Yep, mm-hmm. sure.
And plays guitar and sings. And
I drum in that.
Yeah, it's a mixed match of a bunch of musicians. Yeah.
So if he's throwing our other buddy under the bus, I'm throwing him under the bus. There was a time we were playing at this bar in Detroit called Outer Limits Lounge.
Yes.
The first song, or it might have been the last song in his set, that in Jake's set that he was playing, the first words that he uttered, he had the worst voice crack that I've... I think it was the worst voice crack I've ever heard in the history of music.
It sounded for like a full it verse. Like, guitar like
he
feedback.
Couldn't, he couldn't get it out. He couldn't knock off the voice crack. And it was the most I've ever laughed on stage while jamming. While it's still maintaining.
My eyes have never been so wide. It sounded like amplifier feedback.
It was
on steroids.
It was hilarious.
So funny. So I've got to get into a tune. Because I want to hear you guys play live.
Right on.
There's this track that you downloaded not too long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. The song's called "I Would If I Could."
But talk I can't, me, so I won't.
Talk me through this one.
It's all about a friend calling me up to help him out, and then showing up, and I'm the only friend there. And I'm like, how do all my other friends get out of this, but I'm there? And nobody had a good excuse. So I came up with a song that shows, all right, next time, this is what's going to go on.
Yeah, can I ask the help was? Was it to help him move?
And that's true, yeah, help him move.
Oh, God,
it wasn't a three-bedroom house, but it was an apartment. And it's a guy I love, and I'll help him move tomorrow if he calls me up again. But there's a little, you know, sarcasm
going
on.
You're going to need some...
My friends all know that I'm a good friend, and I'm the guy that will help you move. So it's kind of...
That's good, because I do need to move next weekend. Thank you, Jason.
Well, I'll be there, Adam.
Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood.
I would if I could.
I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Other day, said he was moving cross town and he needed me. He said, you got a truck and you're pretty strong, just the two of us, but shouldn't take too long. I don't mean to come across as some kind of jerk, but I started thinking, man, that sounds like too much work. A three-bedroom house with a two-car garage, too much to haul for just one Dodge. So I started thinking what I should and shouldn't do, and I decided it was best just to tell the truth. I'm a lazy man, and I'm getting old. I ain't that strong, truth be told. Well, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Too damn busy sitting around smoking dope. My dog's on my lap, and my hair is a mess. I don't wanna get up, I don't wanna get dressed. I'd love to help you, buddy, but I took a vote. If I could, but I can't, so I won't. Well, my brother called me up just the other night. Said he was sitting in jail, but otherwise he's alright. He was doing 120 in his new Corvette, 2 grams of coke and a girl he just met. I said, brother, what you doing calling on me? I'm 5 states away and broke as can be. He said, I need your help, can you send my bail? If my wife finds out, it'll sure be hell. Well, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Spend all my money on music and dope. Kids need shoes and my truck is a wreck. They docked me 16 minutes on my last paycheck. I'd love to help you, brother, but I'm broker than broke. And I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Good, but I can't, so couple friends over something I wrote. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
Jason Pysyk and the Brotherhood, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The guys hanging out with us in studio. CJ Roberts chiming in, basically to say hi to Lonnie, who is also chiming in. So, they're just having a love fest right here on the old message board here. So we are going Facebook Live if you want to see their smiling faces and, you know, get in touch with the conversation. So now you guys got the instruments going right now. What are you playing for us?
I think a perfect one for us, since the election's all done and that's all that crap is done with.
Yep.
I think I've got a perfect song. It's called California 7, Michigan 11. It's about people who are always telling you how good it is where they're at and how crappy it is where you're at, and how, you know, and I think just keep your opinions to yourself, because everybody's pretty cool where they're at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. Amen.
So, want to do it? Ready?
Let's do it.
The problem with the world today is everybody's got something to say. And the thing that I don't like is it's always black and white, never any room for gray. This whole world's gone to hell, 'cause everybody's got a tale to tell. So take your politics, religion, and everything you bitch about, keep it to yourself. Well, you tell me it's your way of life, I couldn't care less if I tried. You keep thinking that you're reaching people with the things you're preaching, but they just want to run and hide. You're gonna chase your friends away with all your politics and pride. And a California 7 is a Michigan 11, but I couldn't care less if I tried. Woo. I saw an old friend today, he had nothing good to say. He kept pissing and moaning about everything that's going on in the world today. I told him he should step outside, drink a beer, relax and get high. 'Cause there ain't nothing you can do to change the people who are strange. It'll be that way till we die. Well, if you try to ruin my life, well, buddy, you best think twice. 'Cause what you think might be so good for you might not be good for me. You tell me that your grass is green, oh, but mine still gets me high. And a California 7 is a Michigan 11, but I couldn't care less if I tried. That's right. Well, you tell me it's your way of life, I couldn't care less if I tried. You keep thinking that you're reaching people with the things you're preaching, but they just want to run and hide. You're gonna chase everyone away with all your politics and pride. And a California 7 is a Michigan 11, but I couldn't care less if I tried. Yeah, California 7 is a Michigan 11, but I couldn't care less if I tried.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
I think I agree with every part of that song. And as you're playing, there's people walking by, just, you know,
right on.
You're getting into it.
It's contagious, man. I love it.
For real.
That's the thrill.
That is no lie.
That's the thrill. That's what it's all about right there.
That is fantastic. Is there anything that you won't write about? Is there anything you're like, no, hard line in the sand, I will not write about this?
Oh, I know. No, never, man.
Why? No?
No.
No, not at all.
There's words I won't use.
So I gave you a whole topic you can play.
There's words I won't use, yeah, but no topic. I think topics are, that's...
Like personal or otherwise? Were you asking like on a personal level, like his personal level?
I'm just talking about anything at all, because it sounds like, Jason, you really kind of delve into your own personal life, but then you have no problem kind of branching out and just kind of sucking in life.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely, like I said, you know, prior, I don't think you have to live through something to sing about it. But sure. I've lived through a lot, and even if it's, even the thought of someone cheating on you, even if they haven't cheated on you, you can draw off of that. You even kinda, if you're not sad, you can, you know, you think you're sad, but you're not down as, you know, some of these guys or whatever. And
when the inspiration comes, you have to go for what's coming to you.
Yeah. Do you think you could remember the first song you wrote?
Man, I remember we still play one of the very first songs that my band Chimney Fish wrote in 94.
Really?
But I mean, I was writing songs in probably 86 or 7 or something. I started playing guitar when I was like 12.
Okay.
And I do remember a lot of those songs. But yeah, we've been playing a song because I still play with Chimney Fish, you know. Yeah, we're a three-piece band, and Nolan's been our drummer since he was, you know, able to do it. And,
nice.
You know, and the same
bass
player.
Unless he's grounded. I mean,
same bass player, Nick Maida.
Grounded doesn't matter, man, with the band.
No, my best buddy, Nick Maida. He's been with me 30 years, man. Yeah.
I have to walk downstairs if band practice is happening.
Yeah,
I was living there.
Crack
the
whip.
Yeah.
Get your ass down here.
There's no hiding either when you're living with your old man. When you're living with the guy, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be kind of cool. Like, yeah, well, my dad is a plumber. My dad's a rock star.
The greatest gift in the world. Man.
Yeah, that's right. Honestly. That's right. What are you guys listening to lately? What's in your car?
Badfinger. I love Badfinger.
So much. Oh, ELO. Badfinger's great. Yeah, ELO.
I like old school stuff.
The Animals. I've been listening to a lot of Animals.
New stuff, Nathaniel Rateliff. I like him.
Oh, yes.
I love Nathaniel.
Yes.
I like Supergrass.
There's this new band from France called the Oracle Sisters, and they're not all sisters, but they're a great band. Very, like, psychedelic, but, like, very... just their own sounds. You can't really put them in the box, but they're from France, and I wish they would come to the States.
The High Curbs is a good band from California.
Oh, man.
High Curbs,
that
I
follow. Yeah, they're buddies of mine in California.
We saw them live a handful of times. Those guys were incredible. They're our pals now. Boy, they were his pals, but now they're my friends, too.
That's what's beauty about music, man. Bring so many people together. All our friends around the, you know, Big Medicine, our friends up around the Perfect Stranger, all our local bands and stuff, friends with these guys, and we hang out with a lot of those dudes.
Yeah, music's
everybody's
like
everybody's doing a lot of good
language.
Stuff around. Cash O'Reilly up there. You know,
Cash. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Bunch of good stuff.
John Vance.
John Vance. Yeah, I love Rick and John and Doc. All those guys are great.
So we've got a couple singles on your YouTube. Is there a plan for an album in the future?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We usually take like January, maybe February off. We don't gig a whole lot. You know, we just like to get out just so our name's still out there. But really, originals are our focus, you know.
Yes.
So that's really what we're going to put this winter, really put our songs together. Like I told you before, a lot of those are just demos, you know, that we put out with Roger.
Pretty good sounding demos.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks. But we're really going to put it to it this winter and put all that stuff out as an actual a project, an album, whatever you call it now, a CD. You know, but I can't even play a CD anymore, so I don't even know what you call it anymore.
Yeah,
that's why I keep these young guys around.
I just call it
album. It's a collection of songs.
It's an album.
An album. So we'll be doing that for sure, you know, coming up very soon, and it's going to sound badass. I know that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm very confident we got our good recipe. We'll have our buddy Hoser come back in and blow some harp on some of the tunes.
Oh,
keep everybody happy because everybody loves our man Jose.
You guys are going out to Scooter.
We'll be at Scooters on Friday, this Friday the 22nd. So come on out at 8 o'clock. Come on up, and we always have a good time. It's our favorite place.
Yeah,
we love Lisa and Chris. They're great people to have us back
so
all
great.
The time.
I've never seen you guys play live, and I'm sorry to say that, but I will fix this.
I thought I saw you at Tuscola Palooza, man. Weren't you at
No, I was supposed to be there.
Right.
South State Radio was supposed to be there, but
we'll
I just couldn't
Friday.
Pull it together.
What
can I expect from a live show from Jason Pizek and the Brotherhood?
Oh, man.
We mix it up so much.
Definitely take you on a journey, man.
Yeah, we do a lot. I mean, I'm a heavy metal guy background, but I grew up doing hillbilly stuff, you know, with my grandma singing, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble." So we play that at our shows, man, and people go nuts.
And then
we'll play
a metal version.
No, man, straight up.
No, play the song.
But then we'll do like an AC/DC song or Zeppelin tune right after. But I mean, we're not like a cheese ball. Like we're not. It's really us. Like we're really playing it. You know.
You summed it up earlier when you said you were a child. you were a flower child kind of.
Flower, yeah, yeah, hippie,
he's a hippie
dude.
Child. Yeah, laid back yeah. hippie kind yeah. of dude.
That's one thing I really have been able to pull away from talking to you and doing my research for you guys. Is what you see is what you get.
Absolutely. We're nothing
only,
fake.
We're only
nothing
jamming the people. Stuff that we would be jamming regardless, just the three of us around a fire.
If we didn't dig it, we wouldn't play.
The original sound, the name of the band was supposed to be the Campfire Movement, because I want that feeling. Like us, just what we're doing right now, the Campfire feeling, right? Campfire. Minus the campfire, but... It was a kind of a stupid name, so we changed it to the Brotherhood. And then it ends up just being my son. And they're like, why are you called the Brotherhood if you're father and son? That's stupid. But we got Jake in here to... we got the Brother Stone.
I wouldn't
Brother
trade
Stonehood.
These guys for the world, man.
Jason Pisak and the Brother Stonehood.
Yeah, right.
And we'll change it up tomorrow.
So if I see stickers. You... When I eventually see you live, what's the one cover that you're going to bring out where I'm going to be like, wow, they're doing this?
Like a Virgin.
I forgot Jake normally plays on that.
Right?
Once I had a love, and it was a gas. Soon found out I had a heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. All mistrust, love's gone behind. Once I had a love, it was divine. Soon turned out, I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind.
Told you we mix it up.
Turn it.